break it down, down like this.
Hey, welcome along to Tempo Fit Workout of the Week. This is episode number 040, number 40. It is great to have you tuned in. My name is Hayden Sherman and I'm going to guide you through our workout this week. It is the last workout for the month, and then next month we're going to dive into what I'm calling the repeats month. We're going to do a bunch of repetition workouts over 1K or the mile. So that'll be fun to kind of dig into that sort of stuff. But before we get there, we've got this another mix like we had last week, another little mix of fast stuff and some sort of steady stuff. So we're going to start off with 3 times 30 second strides, exactly like we did last week. So that's 3 times 30 seconds at a fast controlled pace with about 90 seconds jog after it. Then we're going to get even faster. Now, this is what we didn't do last week. We're going to do 3 times 10 seconds fast. Now, if you are new to doing these sorts of workouts and you haven't done much sprinting or strides recently, keep it more at that sort of stride, like one gear below maximum speed. If you're experienced at this and you're feeling good about running fast, you've got the okay from your physiotherapist and you can sprint, let's do 3 times 10 seconds sprinting. So we want to focus on really good technique, getting all your muscle fibers recruited to get you running fast. So we're going to start with 3 times 30 seconds, then we switch to 3 times 10 seconds, and I want you to have a good 2 minutes jog, maybe even walk recovery after those 3 times 10 seconds. Now that might seem a lot, but we want you to be totally recovered. This is about developing your ability to run fast, run controlled. So we don't actually want you tired in those sprints. They definitely aren't like hands on knees afterwards panting. They are, oh yeah, I'm running fast, and then you move into a light jog or a walk to recover and let your heart rate come right back down. Because at the second half of the workout, we have something where we want to bring that heart rate up and keep it elevated for a longer period of time. So that is a 20-minute tempo run. So we're doing this 3 times 30-second strides. Then we turn it up a bit faster, 3 times 10 seconds sprints with 2-minute jog recovery. And then we dive into a 20-minute tempo run at your half marathon pace. And that's your workout. So what we're trying to get out of today's workout is really develop, like we did last week at the start of the workout, really develop those good habits of running fast and controlled with good technique. Running fast is a great opportunity to develop that technique. When you're running slow, you don't have to find those efficiencies. Your body can get a bit sloppy and you develop some habits that aren't really helpful in moving you forward. When you're running faster, your body naturally falls into better movement patterns. You have to stand up taller to make sure you're recruiting all the different muscle groups that you need. Your arms have to drive more efficiently. You end up running with a faster cadence. So lots of that good stuff that we want to see happening when you're running slower, you're sort of forced to do when you're running faster. But I also want you to be really conscious about that when you're doing it. So what we're trying to do with this workout is run fast so we get that recruitment of all the muscle fibers so we can really refine that good technique, hone in on it, and then let it set in for when we do that 20-minute tempo run, so that when it comes to running slower, we become a lot more efficient, a lot more fluid at those slower paces. And this 20-minute tempo run really allows you to find that rhythm and apply those lessons that you learnt in the speed section of the workout at the start of the session. So that's what we're trying to do with the workout. I hope that makes sense, and I hope it gives you the freedom to focus on technique at the start when you're not trying to get tired. You know, we're doing this at the start because we want you to be fresh. We don't want you to be tired. We want you to be in a position where neuromuscularly you can recruit more of those muscle fibers, where your nervous system can fire better. You're not so tired that you can't recruit all the muscle groups and muscle fibers that we need. So this is about running fresh and fast, and then we turn it into a more of that sort of steady state heart rate, typical distance runner type workout with the 20 minute tempo run. Now, the other why is this pace of this tempo run. Now, usually we'll do our tempo runs at kind of that 1 hour race pace. So often call that your lactate threshold. Now, today we're going to do it slower than that. We're going to do that at half marathon pace. So for most of us, that is slower than our lactate threshold. And the reason for that is I don't really want you to be totally gunning it and emptying the tank with this one. I want you to get a lot of those gains from running fast, and I don't want to erode that good work that we're doing with those 3 times 10 seconds and 3 times 30. I don't want you to erode that by doing this really hard tempo run afterwards. I want you to finish the tempo run feeling like, okay, yeah, I'm pleasantly tired. I got a workout in, got the heart rate up, elevated, and I've done some good endurance stuff, done some good speed stuff, and I've ticked a lot of boxes. I've got a lot of money in the bank after this workout.
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
So a few notes on how to perform this workout. One of the key ones, as I mentioned before, with those 3 times 30 seconds and the 3 times 10 seconds, you want plenty of recovery. And it's really important that you're not still gassed by the time you start the next rep. If you need more than 90 seconds, by all means, take it. The other thing that I'd throw in there is make sure you're fully warmed up before you start those 3 times 30 seconds. So I always recommend at least 15 minutes of jogging for distance runners beforehand, and then doing some dynamic stretches and some drills. If you want some ideas of drills and dynamic stretches to do, jump on tempofit.org and look up the drills there. Things like A-skips, things like the scoop drill. What do some people call it? The shoe the chooks. So really getting a good stretch, lengthening out that posterior chain down the back of your legs. A-skips, B-skips, C-skips, maybe a few more plyometric exercises to just really get things woken up. But you want to be fully warmed up and ready to go before you start running fast. That's important. Leg swings is a big one for me as well. I'll do front to backs and side to side. So the front to backs, waking up your hip flexors and your hamstrings in particular. And then the side to sides really wake up those stabilizing muscles as well. I always feel great after a few minutes of leg swings. So some ideas on how to do that. As I said before, when you do the tempo run, I don't want you to smash it. I want you to finish pleasantly tired. So don't get into this temptation of running all your tempo runs almost like a race. This should feel pleasantly tired. You don't want to erode those gains of the earlier fast strides and sprints. So for the thought for the week, I wanted to share a bit about what I'm doing at the moment as far as my training goes. Basically to give you a little look behind the scenes, and hopefully you can empathize with some of the stuff that I'm going through, and you'll be able to draw some parallels to your own training situation. Right now, I am injured. So I've got an Achilles issue that's been going on since 2014 when I ruptured it. Pretty major issue back then. Ever since, I've had to walk this really fine, well, it's not a fine line because I stay well back from the line. And it's basically whenever I feel things just getting aggravated, I'll just pull right back. Whereas in the past, I might have, you know, run right up to the limit of like, I'm running in pain, essentially. Now I won't run in pain. I just refuse to because I know the risks of that. And I'm in a stage in my career where it's like I run for health and I run for enjoyment. I don't run for times anymore. I may do some point in the future, but right now it's too important for me to risk losing it by running in pain. So for the last few months, I've backed off my training. I'm running about half the volume that I would like to be, or I otherwise would. I'm just running every second day, no runs over an hour, and just nice and easy. So a couple of questions arise, like, okay, what am I doing on my rest days? What am I doing to make up that mileage? And what am I doing to add some intensity? So obviously I'm not doing TempoFit workout of the week right now. Sorry to say it. In the past, what I would have done is gone to the pool. So let's say I'm still allowed to run. I've got the physio said, yep, I want you to still run every second day for a maximum of 30 minutes. So what I would do in those situations, run for 30 minutes, finish off in the pool, do say a K worth of swimming. It's about all I can handle in the pool, but I would be doing intervals like 100 meter reps. And then I would finish in the deep water end of the pool doing some deep water running. And again, I'm only ever going to do intervals in that setting. I just find it so boring. But the great thing about deep water running is that when you're doing intervals, you don't get beat up like you do when you're running on land. So you could do 4 or 5 interval sessions in the pool and not feel too bad about it. It nails you if you do it right. Like you're tired, but you, as far as your muscular wear and tear, it's not as bad as running on the track or, you know, doing a normal workout. So that's how I would do it normally. But right now, my local pool is closed. It closed down during lockdown, and then they decided to do some work on the pool because they were closed and blah, blah, blah. It still hasn't opened. So how am I getting that quality? Well, the main way I'm doing the quality sessions is actually in the gym. So I do bodyweight circuits where I will incorporate skipping, which is I find really good for my Achilles, as long as I don't do too much of it. Burpees, press ups, lunges, squats, maybe do some med ball stuff. I might incorporate a barbell and do cleans, do all sorts of weighted exercises or body weight exercises that I can introduce some intensity. And usually I'll set up a circuit where I'm doing, say, 4 or 5 exercises, and I'll smash it for 3 minutes, then have a 2 to 3 minute recovery where I actually do, I'm not just sitting there, I'm actually going through some mobility drills, I'm maybe doing some stretching, I'm doing stuff that's going to free up particularly my hips. So for my Achilles, I know that it often stems from having a tight hammies and tight glutes, and then that kind of just runs down the chain. So if I can spend that recovery period just freeing things up, keeping things moving, jump into another circuit where I'm really turning the intensity level up. So I find that twice a week is a really great way of adding that intensity back into it. The other things that I'm doing to maintain fitness and to add, I guess, quantity to my training, I'm doing plenty of surfing. I live on the coast here in New Zealand, and the waves are always good this time of year. So I've been out in the water a lot. So 2 surfs a week will get me a good amount of physical activity. And then I'm also making a special effort to walk more. So that intentional movement, active recovery essentially, is great for my Achilles. I find if I just sit there all day, it's terrible. But if I'm making sure that twice a day I'm getting up for, you know, a 10 or 15 minute walk, going down to the shop to buy the milk or going to pick up my daughter from school, making that decision to walk rather than take the car is crucial, and I'm finding great for just building that extra fitness. So hopefully that gives you a few ideas of if you're dealing with injury right now or maybe in the future you could lock this away. There's lots of ways of getting that quantity of exercise and also that quality. Yeah, 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 yeah. All right, thanks so much for tuning in to episode number 040. Man, we're ticking through the episodes. I hope you enjoy this workout. Get out there, enjoy that fast stuff, that 3x30 seconds and then the 3x10. Feel what it's like to run nice and fast. Be in control. Remind yourself that you're a runner. You're supposed to run fast. Your body's designed for fast running. It just takes a little bit of training, a little bit of practice to remind yourself of that fact. Then dive into a steady but not too hard out 20 minute tempo run. Go and smash it, everyone. Happy running. Now, before you head off on your merry way, we would love to connect with you online. So be sure to sign up to the weekly newsletter at tempofit.org and also hashtag TempoFitWow to join the conversation on Instagram and Facebook. And feel free to tag us into your workouts at RunTempoFit. We would love to hear from you. Finally, if you've enjoyed this podcast, if you've got value out of it, would you mind sharing it with a friend and giving us a little 5-star review? That helps us tremendously. Happy running, everyone.